This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. My son Matthew is in Brazil spending Christmas on his wife's family farm. Last week saw a lot of rain where he is. The family farm in Minas Gerais received a total of 8 inches of rain during the week. That was spread out between 4 or 5 rains. They were needing it if they were going to get through the next couple of weeks. This week is now hot and dry, with temperatures reaching 90 degrees each afternoon. The dry weather provided support for soybean prices. However, any potential yield loss will depend upon the length of the dry spell. If it only lasts a week, there would not be much yield loss. If it goes beyond 2 weeks, the yield loss could be significant. The USDA left Brazil's crop size at 133 million metric ton. Local analysts there were more timid, estimating closer to 131. Even at 131, that is still 5 million metric ton more than last year's record crop of 126. This means Brazil's crop could deteriorate a few more million metric ton and still produce a record crop. There are reports that some farmers in Mato Grosso are so disappointed with their soybean crop that rather than replant soybeans, they jump-started their second crop and went straight to cotton. This is true, however, it is unclear on how many acres it represents. Most likely not enough to really move the needle. His friends in Mato Grosso are still adamant that there will be a lot of good areas with strong yield potential that will help offset other problematic areas. Soybean production of the Mato Grosso equates to both Iowa and Illinois together. Brazil has exported 89 million metric tons of soybeans so far this year. That's 25 million more than last year. They are out of soybeans now. There's nothing left to export. They've begun importing soybeans from elsewhere until the harvest begins in January. They have imported roughly 600,000 metric tons more soybeans than last year at this time. The trade was looking for a record November soybean crush here in the United States, and at 181 million bushels got it. USDA boosted the soybean crush in the December supply-demand report by 15 million bushel, and the November crush is part of the reason why. The previous record crush for November was 167 million. They are crushing so many more soybeans in order to get soy oil, as the oil meal spread has favored soy oil. Soy oil prices made new highs, while soy meal is still below their recent highs. Our climatologist believes that Brazil is getting its last big push from the La Nina, and that he sees the first signs of easing, which would allow wetter conditions early next year. He thinks that they could be too wet in the Mato Grosso by harvest. While Brazilian conditions could improve, the La Nina would focus on Argentina's sustaining drought, which is consistent with La Ninas. Most of the actual crop losses are in Argentina in a La Nina year. The 90-day SOI is still a positive 8.85, which fails to show any easing of the La Nina, no top to the SOI yet. I was a bit surprised to read an estimate that farmers have already sold 70% of their corn and 85% of their soybeans. I recommended binning both crops, as I did my own, and have not offered any new cash sales yet. That reminds me of the statement that markets do not go up when farmers own the grain. If this is true, then farmers would have limited ability to profit from further upside in prices. The USDA failed to tell them how much that China would buy until after many farmers had sold and supply was already in end users' hands. The rationing, particularly of the soybeans, that needs to take place would occur between second owners. They're going to need all the soybeans that remain stored in bins, as the carryover projects a pipeline supply, which is all that will remain before harvest. I think that the markets will also have to bid for acres in competition. Chinese economic growth is much of the reason that the world economy is still moving like it is. Investment banks are increasing their estimates of 2021 Chinese economic growth to 7.5% to 8%, which would be a significant acceleration. They have performed much better controlling the pandemic and appear to be ahead on the vaccine front as well. Reuters says that the recovery in their hog herd is proceeding, nothing short of remarkable, and that their herd will be fully recovered by the first half of next year. U.S. pork exports have already begun to see less interest from China. German African swine fever did not bring a new surge of pork buying from China our direction. The U.S. pork industry needs to focus on export growth from elsewhere. The Chinese market will remain very important for certain types of pork, such as variety meats. Vietnam and other Asian countries will be where the new growth export comes from. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.